This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. VOA correspondent Diane Roberts reports that longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon has now been convicted.
A jury in the nation's capital convicted Bannon for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The jury of eight men and four women deliberated for just under 3 hours before returning the verdict. Bannon was convicted on two counts, one for refusing to appear for deposition, the other for refusing to provide documents in response to the committee's subpoena. Each count carries a minimum sentence of 30 days in jail. He faces up to 2 years in a federal lockup. Sentencing was set for October.
That is VOA's Diane Roberts reporting. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine have signed separate agreements with Turkey that the United Nations clears a way for export of millions of tons of desperately needed Ukrainian grain, as well as some Russian grain, as well as fertilizer. This is going across the Black Sea. The long-sought deal ends a wartime standoff that has threatened food security around the world. The UN plan will enable Ukraine, one of the world's biggest and key breadbaskets, to export 22 million tons of grain and other agricultural goods that have been stuck in Black Sea ports due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres